For the first time in state history, Alaska will soon have a female judge appointed to the federal bench. Judge Sharon Gleason was confirmed by the U.S. Senate today on a vote of 87-8. She'll take the job as U.S. District Court Judge that was left open when Judge John Sedgwick accepted the role of senior judge on the district court. Alaska senators both praised Gleason in speeches right before the vote. Senator Mark Begich said having a woman heading to the federal bench is a momentous point for Alaska and long overdue.
I know Sharon quite well, and I recommended her to the president for this opening. I can say without hesitation that she is one of Alaska's finest. She is smart, she's compassionate, well-rounded, and possesses an ample supply of common sense.
Senator Lisa Murkowski worked as an attorney in Anchorage, so is familiar with the legal community. She pointed to the praise of Gleason's fellow judges and commended her for her strong work ethic and fairness.
Sharon Gleason last stood for retention last year in 2010, and she scored high on measures of legal ability, impartiality, integrity, temperament, and diligence.
Murkowski encouraged her Senate colleagues to vote for Gleason's confirmation, but eight of her fellow Republicans voted no. The dissent came from conservatives, including Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina. The same conservative bloc also voted against a California-based judge today who won confirmation anyway. Some Republicans are trying to hold up President Obama's judicial picks for courts around the country. Another Alaskan is waiting for her name to go before the Senate. Judge Morgan Christen, who has been nominated for a seat on the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. She can't take the job until the Senate confirms her. Christen is second in line on the Senate's docket for circuit judges nationwide, but there's no telling when they'll get to her vote.